Welcome and thank you for joining us for another episode of the Rivulus Irrigation Training Series. I'm your host, Richard Vestusha, and today we're going to be talking about a change at MANA, and this change has to do with the satellite imaging provider for the Jane Logic software. It's actually very good news, I believe, and you know, when there's change, everybody wants to understand the change, wants to be sure it is a change for their benefit. And I really see it that way. And I'd like all of you to know why I think that and how you benefit from it. So with that, I know if you've been here before, you know Connor Cunningham and what a wonderful job he does with these types of training. You know, Connor's one of our account managers for MANA Irrigation. And you've known him as account manager also with Jane Irrigation and the Jane Logic software. Connor's got a long history of experience in technology, in agriculture, and there's not that many people you can say that about, right? Not that many people are working hard to improve technology and give the future of farming the tools that Connor has been. So it's great that we get the benefit of Connor taking us through this change and explaining why it's good and how to use it, and more importantly, how to get some support if you're not sure. So we're going to cover all those points. You know, Connor's a Fresno State grad, lives there in the Central Valley, and has been helping growers now for a long time improve their technical abilities and their farming skills. So Connor, thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I just got the, just got the notification last week that I had reached my 4-year mark here with the company. So that was pretty exciting. I was happy to make that milestone in my career here.
Yeah, that is great. And, you know, you had experience with technology prior to that as well. So like I said, you're building a really nice history of experience. And the best part of that experience is your willingness to share it, right? Mm-hmm. I can try to learn something from a book, but look, if I talk to Connor and you set me through it, I learn it so much faster, and I keep that knowledge for longer too.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I've always been appreciative of people who would have the patience and the willingness to sit down and show me things, because it takes me a little bit to fully understand something and conceptualize it to where I can actually use it. So that's why I really like being able to be a part of this webinar series and this irrigation training series, to try to pay it forward a little bit from what was paid forward to me in the past.
Yeah. Wow. That's a great, great thought, Connor. And I'm glad you shared that with everybody, because I know it's true.
Yes, definitely.
So Connor, the one thing I am wondering about when we came into this subject today is why the change? Jane Logic had a satellite imaging service they were using, and now they've made a change. Why would they change?
Yeah, well, the thing with Jane Logic that I tell all the growers that I work with, whether I'm becoming their account manager or they're becoming a new Jane Logic user and we're doing some onboarding training and getting them off the ground, is this entire system from its inception is based off of grower feedback and its attempts to try to be the most useful, the most practical system on the market, right? And because of that, we're always trying to improve and enhance features and add on features so that way it stays that way. And so that's really why we wanted to make this change. We wanted to try to improve the quality of our satellite data, because it's been very well received in the marketplace. I get asked about it a lot, and it's one of those things where I love when I get to that part of the trainings with the growers, because I'll be talking about soil moisture probe this and automation that and flow meter this, and they're kind of sitting back like this. And then I say, well, then here's the satellite, and I show it on their field, and they all lean in like this and they want to see their fields. The growers love to see their fields. And this is a way that gives you more insight and lets you look at your field in the way that you can't with just your naked human eye.
Yeah, it's so true. When I got my free subscription, first thing I did was look at my field.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something you want to do. Now, it's interesting, too, because I hear a lot of people say, well, gee, you know, you can get satellite imaging for free anywhere. And probably you can, but it's not the image that's important, right? It's what's goes into that. Am I right?
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I would say, you know, if you haven't, or if you did, but want to go back to it, Tal did a great job on her presentation a few weeks ago, talking about the ins and outs of how we get to this information in our system here. And, you know, it's really important that we provide the greatest quality to the growers. And so, you know, we're using a global weather provider. So we know that it's something that's very robust in its data source in the first place. And then secondly, too, you know, we have a very talented team of engineers that have created this proprietary algorithm to provide you with the most precise and the most up-to-date information that you can have in the system. So, you know, that's something that's very important. And again, kind of goes back to that idea that I talked about, where we're trying to produce the most practical, the most high quality system that we can for the growers that are using it.
Yeah, that's it's great you mentioned Tal in her webinar. I don't want anybody looking now, but on the YouTube channel, the Jane Irrigation, Jane by Rivulus Irrigation YouTube channel, you can see that. And with that, she has a free 2-week subscription that you can sign up for. We'll also, and I know when I talk to people, they say, well, I don't need the subscription today. I'm not, you know, it's not the season. We'll do it today and we'll do it in season 2. So if you sign up, know that that'll happen for you.
Yeah, definitely. She did a great job. And it's one of those ones that it's better seen than heard. But I know that there's a lot of folks like myself where we just live in the truck. So, you know, being able to listen to it on a podcast version of as well is also incredibly helpful to have. So good job on you guys for creating those.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. It was, definitely a good session. So so we made the switch. I love the idea of always getting better, right? This is what keeps us going every day, a little bit of improvement every day.
Yeah.
Our customers appreciate that too. So how is it that we get this high quality data from Mana? How do they ensure that it is high quality data? How do we know and how can we be confident that it is?
Yeah. So just like with any other sensor or service that we bring on to incorporate into Jane Logic, we do a very rigorous testing period where we actually compare it against actual sensors that we know and have worked with in the past to ensure that we're getting very high quality data in, because good data in is good data out. Trash data in is trash data out, right? So we do a very rigorous vetting process is the word I was looking for there. We do a very rigorous vetting process to ensure that we're only putting forward the most high quality. Sometimes it means that we're a little slower to the gate in offering certain features, but we want to ensure that we're providing high quality at the same time. So we went through that process and we compared it to known sensors and known information to what we had in the satellite offering. And it showed us that we had this very close correlation to what's actually happening in the field to what the satellite sensors are telling us. Again, Tal did a great job talking about some of that background information as well.
Yeah. Well, that's great to hear. You know, I love that you did the test thing and that means a lot right there. That's for sure. You know, comparing it directly to soil moisture sensing. So I'm a Jane Logic customer.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything special that I have to do now? Do I have to download something to make this work now? Or do I just sit back?
Yeah. Well, you know what growers absolutely love is change, right?
No,
I'm
we
joking.
All do.
I'm joking. Growers hate change.
We all do.
Yes, exactly. Just like you talked about, right? And that's something that was, you know, again, something that we thought about, something that was very important. We wanted to make sure that there weren't these big sweeping changes to the system, but instead that there were just enhancements, really. So that way you didn't have to necessarily go through and learn a whole new system or a whole new product or a whole new service, for example. We just wanted to enhance what you already were using and just increase its quality. So let's just go ahead and dive into the Jane Logic demo here, because I feel like learning by doing is going to be the best way to work with this, right? So I have Jane Logic pulled up in case you haven't noticed already, but this is actually a live customer's account, which I changed the name for confidentiality's sake. And I always like to have a little bit of fun with the name. So if anybody can call out the name that I've listed for this account, Richard will get you guys hooked up with some swag as well.
Yeah, definitely. I like that. And you can either email me direct. You should have my email from the invitations, or you can put it in the Q&A, and we'll go ahead and send you a Mana Hat if you can identify what Connor's up to here.
Yes, definitely. So anyways, all fun aside, let's go ahead and start jumping into it. So when I work with growers, I like to talk about Jane Logic being set up kind of in layers, where when you first log on to Jane Logic, you can really start at like a 30,000 foot view, and you can start to drill down as you go to get more fine tuned and really dive into the information if you want. But you can get information at a brush glance as well. So one of the, there's a few places where we can find that satellite information. You know, Tal talked about it. You can get it directly with Mana. I had made a comment about it that in the US, you can also get a weekly email report with the satellite information. Richard, you made a comment about it as well, where you can have what we call Jane Logic Remote, JLR, where you can have just the satellite service for your fields. And then lastly, you can also get it if you purchase a Jane Logic system. It's automatically included with whatever sensors you deploy out in the field. So when we look at the Jane Logic system here, one of the first places you can find it is by doing a direct overlay on top of your fields. So if you look at this white box right here where it says soil moisture, this is actually a drop-down menu. So by clicking on that, we can see all the different satellite layers that we have available to us. We have four different layers available to us. We have our observed DTC, vigor, short-term, and long-term vigor change. So let's just go ahead and start with one. Let's start with our observed DTC, and let's start to look at how we've made some of those enhancements in the system, right? I'm going to go ahead and flip-flop the pages so we can get a better look at the satellite data here overlaid on the field.
Yeah, so Connor, I just want to be sure I understand this. So really what we're seeing right now on the big screen, the switch that you just made, is really the exact same thing we'd see in the Mana software, except we're seeing it in our Jane Logic all in one place.
Exactly. So, you know, it's we're going to be doing this process where we're merging the two systems together. But the important information here is that it's the exact same data coming from the exact same data source running through the same algorithms, but you have access to it here in your Jane Logic system. So Mana does have some features that are slightly different. And same thing with Jane Logic. We have some features that are slightly different, and you can benefit from both of those as well. So, but the reason I wanted to flip-flop the screens here is so that way you could see kind of one of the first changes that we've made here. And if you notice, you know, we have the scale at the bottom here, and you can see that the scale is then correlated to colors as that image changes colors throughout the season. You'll notice that it'll then be referenced to a certain numerical value. And this numerical value, obviously with ET, is the number of acre inches being drawn off of that field. So not only have we changed the color scale, but one of the other things that we've changed too is, if you notice, I'm going to go ahead and zoom in slightly on these fields here. If you look at the edges of the fields, this is something I talk about a lot when I'm working with growers, is you'll notice that the edges always look a little worse than the insides of the field, right? So that's called edge effect. And every field, doesn't matter where you are, doesn't matter who you are, every field suffers from quote unquote edge effect. And that's not necessarily a big deal anymore with Mana, because our algorithm actually takes into account edge effect and actually will omit that bad data from the data set, giving you the most accurate information on how much water is being pulled off of that field. So instead of having to worry about, oh, man, maybe I need to redraw my boundaries, or, you know, I've got this road right here. You know, for example, I've got this paved road that all that heat and that radiation coming off the asphalt is dropping my ET values. That's something that you don't have to necessarily worry about anymore. This is one of the ways that we've improved on the system. Another thing that we've also improved on too is, you'll notice that the images are a lot smoother looking as well. We have a much more refined satellite image than we have had in the past. You know, it's not as pixelated. It's a much smoother look, which gives you a much better idea of kind of where to target your efforts when you're looking at this satellite imagery.
Yeah, so Connor, just so I understand correctly, so I'm seeing this kind of lime green color.
Mm-hmm.
Not associating that with a green, like my crops are green or vigor. What I'm really seeing is what the ET for the day is. And right. It would be a very low ET, which makes sense for December.
Right.
And mm-hmm. so the line, and if it was a really hot day, it'd be more purple.
Right. Exactly. So I always say, you know, think about blue meaning water, right? So we're trying to get closer and closer to bluer colors, right? And so that will be a way for you to help try to remember, hey, what does this image color mean versus what does this image color mean? And you'll see in a minute when we flip over to the bigger images what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's in the observed ET.
That is in the observed ET. That is okay. Correct. So another layer that we have here is the vigor as well. And so this is kind of the starting point, even though we haven't listed second in the list. This is really the starting point where we get all the information based off of the vigor, and then we can start to be able to calculate all this information based off of this original vigor image right here. So again, Tal talked about, you know, the NDVI and why that's important and how we get the information based off of that original NDVI image. But you will notice how, again, the scale at the bottom here and the colors associated with that scale also change. And we get a much more fluid picture of the field here as well with the MANA system. So this is, again, from a management standpoint, whether you're using it for irrigation management or just looking at how your cultural practices are affecting your field out there, this is giving you really good fine-tuned insight on the cause and effect of what's going on in your farming operation. So, you know, if you know that there's a little road right here, well, then you should expect to see that being dropped off. And then same thing down here. If we know that, hey, we got this little road right here, and we know that this patch right here is always typically a little bit lower, we know that we can look for that as well. But if not, if we start to see these little patches start to form in areas where we know that they're not supposed to be, again, it gives us a little bit more insight in something than we can see with our naked eye a lot quicker. And again, with much higher quality data coming from the MANA system, this gives us a lot of confidence moving forward to use this as part of our management practices.
So Connor, if this was my field, and I would look at this and I would say, okay, I think my vigor's probably somewhere around the 0.4 level, maybe a little less,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So I know that's not ideal. So now I would start to think, well, gee, why isn't, well, maybe it's because it's December and I'm not really focused mm-hmm. on growth right now. I'm more focused on rest. And I mean, and these things would vary from season to season. Is that how I should be interpreting this?
They'll vary a little bit, but you don't want to see huge variations where all of a sudden, you know, you're in December and you're getting a value of, you know, 0.67, right?
Yeah.
It might be a difference of like, hey, 0.42 versus 0.45, for example. So yeah, plants are living organisms. They're always going to react a little bit different to the environment every single day, every single year, for example. And you can also see the difference between these two fields that are neighboring each other, right? You also got differences with your varietals as well. And again, having a very fine-tuned, high-resolution service allows you to see those differences a lot easier as well.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Yeah. But talking about seeing differences, right? One of the things that sets us, MANA, apart from the rest of the pack is that we actually do highlight those differences in a very unique way. You know, we have our short-term and our long-term vigor change as well, right?
Mm.
And this is something that I really like to talk about because you can see here on the left-hand side of the screen, I know we're not talking about soil moisture, but I can't help but talk about it. We do show the trends of the soil moisture data for this field right here in a line graph. Well, we also do that with the satellite monitoring as well. And one of the first ways that we can do that here is with the short-term and the long-term vigor change. And again, having a more robust data set makes this much more robust in itself, because we've been doing this now since we incorporated satellite imagery, but having something that's higher quality gives us a lot more confidence in what exactly where those areas of change are happening. So what this is doing is it's taking the most recent image and last week's image, comparing the two and recoloring the field to show you those differences across the field, where yellow is kind of neutral, oranges and reds are a drop in vigor, and dark green are the areas where the vigor is actually increasing. So again, this is really helpful for tracking trends as we're doing our cultural practices, whether, you know, we're applying fertilizers, we're doing pruning, we're disking, what have you. Heck, even just irrigating on a week-to-week basis. This is really helpful information for us to be able to track and make sure that we're not shortchanging ourselves with our crop. So you can see right here that, yeah, there's a lot of yellow and starting to get some spots of red. This is perfect for December. We want to see that. We want our trees to go to sleep. They need to get their sleep to get ready for the next season, right? So along with that too, we also do it for a 4-week period as well. So we, again, take the most recent image, take the last 3 weeks, compare them all together and show how things are changing over a longer period of time, looking at a longer trend line, for example. So again, this is what we like to see this time of year. We see a lot of yellows and oranges showing us that, hey, things are starting to go to sleep. And if they aren't, why is that, right? So this is, again, very, very helpful information. And we can start to see a much higher gradient across the field than we have been able to in the past because we've incorporated MANA into Jane Logic itself. So
that's really interesting. The other thing I just want to point out is that I really don't have to do anything to my Jane Logic. This will just be there now.
Exactly. Kind of going back to the original point, right? You didn't have to do anything different. It's already here. There's nothing that's had to change. You didn't have to accept new terms and conditions, nothing. It's here. You just log on and it's ready to rock and roll.
Yeah. Hard to make it easier than that.
That's our goal, right? Yeah. So along with having it overlaid on the images itself, we can also find that information over here too on the field. By selecting the field, we can actually scroll through all the widgets and all the information, which some of these widgets would be available to users that had just the satellite imagery itself, right? You got your 7-day forecast here for ET, temp, humidity, rain, and wind. But then again, the satellite imagery, something that I really appreciate about our system and appreciate the thought that goes into how we present this data, because being able to manage the data and consume the data in a way that makes it easier on you, not more difficult, I think is something that really sets us apart and is very important for people to use it on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. So one thing I don't think we saw, if you don't mind going to the dropdown, was... So we saw we saw observed ETC, but we didn't see soil moisture.
Yeah, so soil moisture is kind of that default.
The first one was that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So again, I tried to stay away from it. I love talking about soil moisture, but I tried to stay away from it since we're satellite focused today. Yeah. Don't try to drag me back into it. Yeah. So starting at that 30,000 foot view where we can have it overlaid, we can see the images directly on the fields. But again, you know, we have that information cataloged and having a number assigned to every single image that comes in, right? And so we see that in these widgets right here in these boxes, this observed ETC information right here, and you can scroll along here. So I'll go ahead and overlay it here. I apologize. By overlaying the ETC image, we can see that the most recent one, we had an ET of 0.46. acre inches coming off of that field. And remember, evaporation and transpiration together creating that number there. And we can scroll back in time. And by having the 6-month view clicked on here, we can see a trend line over the last 6 months of how water is being consumed off of that field, where we have it the highest here in kind of the July. And it's been slowly sloughing off over the entire year. You know, we have less evaporation on the field because the trees are drinking it up so quick, trying to fill those nuts, right? But then also we're cutting that back systematically over the season as that drops. And we see that here in the data as well.
So and then, really, yeah, mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no. I was just going to highlight that, you know, we can also start to dive in even deeper here by clicking on the detail as well. So that way we can focus on just the field itself, look at these details here. And by selecting certain dates from the left-hand side here, we start to create what we like to call the film reel mode here, where you can start to look very quickly over time, how are things shifting in the field week to week here. So again, much higher quality data, giving us a lot better information, especially on a week to week scrolling like this. This gives us a lot of information on what's going on.
That is so cool. And my head's about to pop when I think about all the information it took to do that, what you just showed us.
Yes.
And where I was in my water management 5 years ago. And this is eye-opening. This is making water management so much better, so much more useful.
Yes.
I'm just worried that it's going to cost me an arm and a leg to get this new data.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a big increase?
No, it's the exact same price. That was something that was very important to us, that even though we increased the quality, we didn't want to, you know, have our user base and our customer base feel the impact of that. That's something that we wanted to do to show them that we care about them and we really are concerned with being the number one in the industry. So yeah, it's just for the satellite service itself is only $4 an acre. So if somebody's interested in quote unquote dipping their toe in, satellite monitoring is the way to go, in my opinion. You know, again, been with Jane for 4 years, been dealing with this technology for 8. And from what I've seen, this is a great way for anybody to start utilizing data as part of their management practices on their farm.
Yeah, when you say $4, I think this is the least expensive insurance I can buy.
Exactly.
Even if I just used it for that. I mean, and it mm-hmm. does so much more than tell you you've got a problem.
Right.
You can really use it. But just for that standpoint, you know, I would get it.
Yeah. Yeah. I really, to me, it seems like a no-brainer just to have, you know, if you want to call it insurance or, you know, a second set of eyes giving you insight on, hey, this is the demand for the coming week. Here's what you should take into consideration for your irrigation planning. To me, it's very simple. It's not a lot of data that will overload you. And it's not something that's going to cost you to have to go down to the bank and pull out a loan. So that way you can start incorporating it as part of your farming practices.
Yeah. So Connor, a lot of times I get new technology or some things introduced to me. And I think, man, I'm going to learn this, but I don't have the time, or it's so much faster to get help learning it. What kind of training and support are you providing, or is MANA providing, so that users can get up to speed relatively quickly?
Yeah, well, thankfully, we live in a day and age of telecommunication. And so it's very easy for us to set up some sort of a Teams or a Zoom meeting to walk through with somebody their system, their information, their data. I also like to make myself available as a resource to folks that if they ever wanted to sit down in person, I like to sit down in person with somebody and go through the data themselves. So if that's something that would be of interest to you, feel free to reach out after the fact. We can set up a meeting. We can even set up a demo as well, where we can run through this together and we can talk more about this in depth.
Yeah, great idea. And what a great service that you're providing by that. And you know, people just have to find their invitation to this webinar and reply back, and we'll get that to Connor if you don't have Connor's contact information already. So Connor, what other future satellite services or updates might we be seeing in the next months or years?
Yeah, so like I had made a quick comment about earlier, you know, we are finished with this merger, so to speak, and this is a very major step in that merger process, where we're taking two separate services and starting to form them together. It's the exact same information, the exact same images, the exact same algorithms as MANA, but it's over here in Jane Logic. And so There are some differences. Like I made a comment about, there is some information that is different over in Mana than it is over here in Jane Logic. And so that is definitely going to be the future, is continuing to merge all of that together. So that way it's all on one unified platform here. That's definitely something that's for the future. And then always looking for where we can increase the quality as well.
Yeah, that's great. And I imagine there's times where you get some ideas of improvements to do from your customers.
Exactly. That's definitely something that I always offer up to any of the customers that are using the system is, again, like I started out, this entire system is based off of grower feedback. So I always have myself open to any feedback, good or bad, of what could be different about the system, right? What are some things that you would like to see added or enhanced? And then we take all that information, and then that then turns into deliverables, right? Satellite monitoring is a great example of that. You know, there was definitely a demand and a hunger for that, so we added that on. So we always like to make ourselves available to hearing whatever that feedback is from the growers about how this could be better.
Yeah. Wow. That's just great, Connor. I feel like I am so much further ahead after listening to this webinar than I was before we started. I really appreciate that. Is there anything else you want to share with the viewers or listeners today on this technology?
Actually, you know, I just thought of this right now. So I know I'm throwing you a monkey wrench right here, so I apologize. But I do remember that here in Jane Logic, if you click on this little question icon, it will actually show you your account manager. And this is my information right here. So if anybody would like to get a hold of me, my information is right here in case you're interested in getting hold of me and talking a little bit more.
Wow. You know, I didn't know that. That's really useful that it's really on every screen.
Yes.
And that sure makes it easy. So
we don't want it to be a secret. We want you to know how to be able to get the help that you need.
Yeah. That's right. No, we see. I called somebody the other day, and it was like, leave a message and we'll get back to you on email. Times are changing, but you guys are still providing that personal service that means so much, especially when you're learning a technology. So
right.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Right, exactly.
And you're also doing another webinar like this one that's educating and, trying to think how many you've done over the last 3.5 years, but it's quite a few, and we appreciate that. And I just want to remind everybody that if you go to the janesusa.com/trainings, you can see all of Connor's videos there. And it's certainly nice to be able to do that. And most importantly, they're free. And the other thing that it does for you is we do extract all the audio so that you can listen to this as a podcast as well. So we had one last question coming in, Connor. And so the question is this, that the subscription cost is $4 per acre per month.
Yeah, I forgot to make that distinction. Thank you for asking that question, whoever that is in the audience. But it is $4 per acre per year.
Yeah. So still, what a bargain. Less than a cup of coffee today. So yes. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for watching today. And remember, you can see all the video trainings for no charge, over 300 of them now. So enjoy that. And you know, many are eligible for continuing education credits with the Irrigation Association. So as we are winding down on the year and you need those hours, it's a great place to get those. So again, Connor, thanks so much for coming on and helping us out today. It was really great. And we look forward to seeing everybody next week, where we're going to be talking about seeds. And at first I thought, seeds, what can we say about that? Well, there's a lot to learn or a lot to know about seeds. And we're gonna cover that with one of our experts from Nature Seeds. So anyway, thanks again, Connor. Really appreciate it. Great job.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.